You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Just got done talking. I do this for a living, believe it or not. Just got done talking to Dr. Tony Pappas, Waterloo West girls basketball coach. If you missed any of it, it'll be available. It's by the top of the hour. It's 1650thefan.com in podcast form. Hope you're tuned in right now. We've got another great interview. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl joins us now. The Wolverines, 16-0. They're top ranked. They're living up to the big expectations they had coming into this season. And Coach Dahl is here to tell us all about it. Coach, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks for inviting me on, Cole. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Big win over Oldwine last night. So just take us back to that game. What'd you like most from your team in that W?
Well, the fact that we had a Monday night game at Story City, mm-hmm. Which, you know, they're a good 3A school. And then getting back late on Monday night, having to get up and go to school, and then bouncing back for a scouting report, and then playing right away, right after the scouting report. I thought the girls did a great job of, picking up stuff. And that's what they are. They're very smart about things, and they understand. They pick up stuff fast. And to go along with athleticism, they're smart and good kids. So there's not much to complain about.
16 games, not one loss so far. So just looking over that body of work, Coach Dahl, what have you liked the most?
I think just our whole game I like. I like the way that we've been able to press this year. I like the way that we've been able to get into our half court this year against man-to-man or zone. I think that our rotation, which I had talked about earlier on your show early in the season, mm-hmm. that our bench was probably the key. And we've got that to where we're liking it. And so I think we just need to keep coming together. And we call January, probably about January 10th to the end of January, is the grind in girls basketball. And, you know, we're not in the middle of it. We're getting towards the tail end of it. But we're in that grind right now where, you know, we played at Story City on Monday night and Olin on Tuesday and Hudson coming up here on Friday. So it's just one of those things. We had an early practice, didn't keep them long and told them they had to be out at a certain time just because, it's about body management right now, just making sure that they're well rested up and have legs come to the tail end of the season.
And Coach, hearing you talk about, you know, your versatility defensively, offensively, having the depth that's manifested itself this season, I have to imagine that gives you the ability to press a lot of buttons, make a lot of different adjustments if you'd like. What's your experience been like with that? Is there maybe times where you feel like, you know what, less may have actually been more here, or, you know, maybe I should have, you know, pressed that proverbial button? I would imagine that, you know, for as much as, you know, anybody would like to have the options that you and your staff have available to you, that easier said than done when it comes to, you know, just how to go about it all.
Yeah, you know, that's from beginning of my coaching career till now, it almost seems like less is best, in my opinion. You can throw too many things at kids and, it makes them think. Our girls are best when they don't have to think. And so, you know, whether you're running a motion offense or you're on defense, and you got to have rules, and you got to have your base offense and your base defense. But from that, you got to just let them play. And so we try to keep it simple with them and just let them let their natural abilities kind of take over. And, you know, they got the skill and they got the natural ability. You know, just the worst thing I can do is get in the way. So, we every good team has an identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our identity this year has been, and always will, and I'll try, as long as I'm at Dyke New Hartford, is defense number one. And along with that goes with our press. And I just, you know, like I said, I love to mix up our presses and do different things with our kids. But, you know, offense, we grind it out. But, you know, we have a philosophy of inside out. So we like to get the touches inside. And if it's not there, then we kick it out. And there's none better shots out there than ones where you're all squared up and it comes back out from the post. So You know, we have kind of a philosophy. We have rules that we kind of go by. But from there, you know, you kind of want their heads clear and their athleticism to take over a little bit.
You know, Coach, with you mentioning getting the interior touch, getting the post touch is kind of the base of your offense. It just makes me think about how much the game has changed, right? We got the shot clock now. Mm-hmm. Offenses mm-hmm. from Europe have come over to America. But at the end of the day, there's one thing you can continue to hang your hat on, and that is that offense just always seems to run better after the post touch, right?
I agree wholeheartedly, and it makes the defense collapse, and then they have to scramble back out. It makes the post players happy. You know, they're dogging it, you know, from block to block, and if you haven't been at our new arena field house. You know, we have a college-sized court, so they're going to, you know, be sure to want to touch the ball. You know, it just makes the team really click to me when you have an inside-out game. And I'm not going to say that I'm old school with that, because I really have developed as a coach, have gone, you know, with new things that have come along. And I, you know, tried that, you know, whatever talent I have, I try to play to that. Mm-hmm. But I just love it. I love a post game. I love your back to the basket post kind of player, and you know, we have that with Peyton, we have that with Ellery Knock, Peyton Peterson, we have that with Jaden Peterson even mm-hmm. Right now. So Marin Bixby's been going inside and hitting threes as well. So you know, it's just been a you know, been very lucky to have the kids that I have, and Camille Lanfair too, who's going to play soccer at UNI, has just been, you know, like, was one of our, you know, top defensive players, and she's been knocking down timely three-pointers. So it's just been working for us, you know, and I'm sure it'll continue.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, what's any particular area, would it be the depth that you would point to, or is there maybe something else that you would point out, you know, from where we were game one to where we are right now, headed into game 17? There have been a lot of growth here.
Yeah, you know, we're working on that. Like I said, the bench, obviously the growth has been there. I think that the chemistry has even gotten better than from what it was at the beginning of the season. It's a close-knit group. It just continues to grow, and they continue to feed off each other. I was really pondering over Christmas break about how we get better at the free throw line. And it's been going on 2.5 years, or, you know, at this point, that we have not been knocking free throws down. We've been at 50-something%, 40, high 40s at times. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm not getting the job done. You know, what I'm doing is not working. And then I'm like, you know, what better way to try to get this turned around is maybe let the players try. Because they're the ones that are shooting it. They're the ones that know what's going on. And so I approached the seniors about during practice and asked them if they would lead our free throw shooting. And I give them 10 minutes at practice during random times during practice. And they have owned it. And actually, we have shot the ball a lot better. We're at 60% now. It's post-Christmas. And that's up from about the 50% that we're at. So we're up 10 points better. And so, you know, I feel that, you know, that has been a major growth for us, and, you know, for all of us. And that's the kind of trust that I have in my players and what they can do.
That's really cool how you handled that and put that trust in your players, Coach Dahl. You mentioned Ellery and Camille, your two seniors. Just tell us about the leadership and everything that they're bringing to a team that's obviously achieved a lot already and has big goals in mind.
Yeah, you know, they've been around the program for, you know, 4 years, and they know what it takes, you know, with the back-to-back championships, and they know how to win big games. And they also know that nothing is for sure, and they know that you can't take things for granted. And I guess just the approach that they take before every game that we do not, you know, we focus on the team that we're playing, respect, you know, for everyone, and just concentrate on what's at hand and take care of that business. And they're good at helping the team focus in with that. And I'll say that the junior class does a good job too at that as well. And so I think, like I said, with the chemistry and the leadership that we have from Camille and Ellery Knock, you know, I would say that's just kind of the big thing, just the all around leadership that they're able to provide the team and taking it one game at a time and staying humble. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, we're out there and we're going to take it one possession at a time sort of thing.
You mentioned your junior class and that group led by Peyton and Jaden Peterson. Those two about 16 and 13 points per game respectively. I'm sure you just can't say enough about, you know, what those two have done here this junior season as they just continue to improve and be difference makers.
Yeah, you know, and that's such a nice thing, you know, that you're able to have, you know, kids that come off a sport like volleyball and step right in and play basketball. And not only that, but take it seriously. You know what I mean? And I'm not, you know, saying that the kids don't do that, but, you know, they're really focused in on helping the team become better with, you know, the skills that they possess and that athleticism that they possess. And so, you know, a lot of that, and just with all the kids, just comes down to, you know, great parenting and that. That's also a big key. And, you know, we have great parents at Dykes New Hartford who, you know, let the coaches do their jobs and you know, are very supportive, and we appreciate that.
Just a little bit of time left here with Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Stahl on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. I've been asking all the coaches this, Bruce, what's the shot clock meant for your team on both ends of the floor?
I think that so far, I guess it's meant that for me, practices opponents aren't game planning to hold the ball against us, and yeah. So they have to come up with other ideas. It hasn't been a factor, to be honest with you, with either teams as far as getting shots off. We're always going to get good shots off because we play at a fast pace and everything. But I think it takes that Monday and that Wednesday and that Thursday of practice that other teams have, and it takes the thought out of their head to stall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can still stall. You can work it all the way down, you know, to 30 seconds or whatever, mm-hmm. but you might not come up with the shot you want, you know what I mean? As opposed to going a minute and then say, okay, sometime between a minute and 2 minutes, the next best shot you get, take it. You know what I mean? The shot you get is the shot you get. So I think that it's just the game planning from the opponents has been a thing that I've liked. But I like the shot clock because I like to play at a faster pace.
Coach Stahl, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Best of luck, best of health to you and your team. The rest of the way. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me talk about Dyke New Hartford girls basketball.
Hey, my pleasure, Coach. Take care.
Take care. Bye.